So welcome back. Welcome to the after lunch nap time slot. I had to fight the other speakers for this one. Luckily, I have a great wake-me-up topic that'll keep you wide awake and excited, the world's oldest profession. And not that oldest profession. That one's a sensitive topic in this town this year. I'm talking about accounting. Because what blockchain really is an accounting system. I have it listed here as a ledger of things for the mobile Internet of Things. My background is the auto business or the auto finance business. I was CFO of Toyota's largest subsidiary. Before that, I was in financial services, and before that, I was trained as a monetary economist. So I have a little bit of a lot of things in that. We're going to talk about accounting systems. Blockchains are fundamentally accounting systems, but they're a special type of accounting system. They're an accounting system that's open, transparent, difficult to change, and therefore very good for sharing between people who don't trust each other, and for reconciling transactions, and for reducing costs around things where costs are very difficult to reconcile and very expensive. And those types of ledgers, those types of accounting systems work for physical things like vehicles. They work for financial things like Bitcoin. And they work for intellectual property things like digital rights and royalties. So the next speaker after me, Tram, will be talking more about that. So I'm not going to give a primer on blockchain. This is not blockchain 101. That would put you to sleep after lunch. I'm just going to defer to two people who are smarter than me, or two groups that are smarter than me, as an appeal to why you should care about this technology. The first one being the World Economic Forum, which a year or two ago came out with a long report on blockchain, said by 2025, 10% of global GDP will be stored on blockchains. So that's 6 years from now. That means an awful lot of stuff has to move from whatever system it's on right now to blockchains for that to be true. The second quote is, as disruptive and important as the PC and the internet. That one from Mark Andreessen, who, if you don't know, is the inventor of the Netscape browser, who really makes the internet usable and familiar to us. He's also one of the top, most respected VCs in Silicon Valley. So this is a guy who should know about disruptive emerging technologies. Now, for many years, the knock on blockchains was that they weren't being used. Where, if they're so important, how come no big companies are picking them up? So this is a slide. We just got done with a Mobi conference with BMW, a bunch of other automakers, government, people from our community in Munich at BMW's headquarters. And the head of BMW's IT department, who also was CIO of the year for a number of the last 10 years in Europe, put this slide up. This is the three pillars of BMW's mobility future, right? Two aren't particularly surprising. We talked about them this morning, AI and the Internet of Things. Number three on his list, equally important, blockchain, right? So this is the first time a company, a big auto company like a BMW, is standing up and saying, yes, this technology is disruptive. Yes, it is critical to our future, and yes, you need to be paying attention. And they said, the confluence of blockchain, IoT, and AI enables every entity, i.e. person, machine, thing, to have an identity, to be intelligent, and transact with other entities. And that really gets at this issue of automation. How do we get things of value, whether they're machines or IP or digital rights, to interact automatically with other things and to settle and net and make the payments properly in an automated way. So we don't have to reconcile and have armies of accountants and lawyers doing everything. In mobility, the potential uses of blockchain are many. Here's a short list, digital identity and vehicle history, usage-based mobility services, driving and autonomous vehicle data exchange, supply chain, EV and grid monitoring and storage, so batteries of an electric car, car and ride sharing on blockchains, mobility commerce, cars as wallets, autonomous payments, usage-based fees for congestion, for tolls, pay-as-you-go for roads, carbon footprint, and tokenizing the whole ecosystem around it. So pretty big stuff, a lot of things being talked about. Now, the funny thing is these use cases have all been done. POCs have been done on this dozens of times, right? I was just sitting with somebody from IBM who said that they did something like 1,000 POCs recently in blockchain. And automakers were all doing these. They were doing the same POCs. And we started getting together and talking about it. And the story was always the same. The story was, hey, we did that POC. We found it was pretty easy to stick the asset on a chain. But now what? We don't know what to do. It didn't go anywhere. And we hear that story again and again in industry after industry. And it boils down to this, that it's not about the technology itself. The technology is primitive, it's kludgy, but it's basically there for some of the base applications, and it's getting better all the time. But that's not the hard problem. The hard problem is the community. Blockchain is the ultimate network technology. You have to have a community to plug into. It's one of the things like fax machines, to pick an old example, or smartphones, to pick a new example, or internet email, unless everybody's on it, right? Everybody in your community is on it. It really doesn't do much good. So it's about building the community much more so than the technology. Here's two quotes. Blockchain is a team sport. This is from Brian Behlendorf, head of the Hyperledger Linux Foundation. And successful blockchain efforts don't begin with technology. They begin with a community. That one from Scott Stornetta, who's a cryptographer, who happens to be the most cited guy in the original Nakamoto Bitcoin paper, if that means anything to you. He was cited like 4 times out of 8. Anyway, blockchain is a team sport. It's about the community. Without the minimum viable community, you're pushing a rock uphill because there's nothing to plug into. Once everybody adopts, then the rock rolls downhill, and it becomes expensive and painful for companies to stay out because everybody else is in, like the internet, like email, like digitizing your business. So we began talking with more and more of peers in the auto companies, and pretty soon it became obvious that we needed some sort of more formal place to begin building this community. We needed a nonprofit consortium to do it, to create standards, to share POCs, to share use cases. And because this was bigger than even the biggest companies in the world, like GM, like Toyota, like Volkswagen, we all needed to get together. And so we decided somebody needed to quit their day job. Said, me, please pick me. And they did. And so I retired from Toyota and launched this thing called Mobi, the Mobility Open Blockchain Initiative, a month later in Dubai. We had most of the world's large auto companies signed up, a bunch of big technology companies, a bunch of startups, some NGOs like the World Economic Forum and others. So we had a lot of support. What it is a nonprofit foundation. Its mission is to accelerate and promote standards for the benefit of the industry, for consumers and communities. What we do is create simple, standard, and digital ways of identifying cars, people, trips for paying for mobility services. So you can think about this morning hearing about the metadata, creating simple, standardized ways for things in your world to interact. It's really the same problem. And an open, inclusive partner for the entities in this new emerging pay-for-mobility, pay-for-use economy that we're seeing. These were some of the companies that signed up with us. Not all the companies that signed up with us agreed to allow us to use their logos. Some of them were shy, said, hey, this Bitcoin stuff is dark web. It's used for money laundering and crime. We don't want to be associated with that. So we want a seat at the table. We want to know what's going on, but we don't want to be on your website. So this is a subset. There were 35 companies that launched with us. We have since gotten to about 150. We do a bunch of interesting things, including working groups to build those standards. We also did something called the Mobi Grand Challenge, which was much more futuristic about this, where does this world go of pay-per-use, mobility, autonomous cars that are connected and communicating with their environment, with infrastructure. So let me show you a quick video that we used to launch the Mobi Grand Challenge.
The personal car, For 100 years, a symbol of independence, financial security, and adulthood. Now in its second century, the freedom machine is becoming a symbol of frustration, wasted time, high cost, and environmental problems. Blockchains and distributed consensus protocols offer new solutions for urban mobility. They enable vehicles, whether surface or airborne, to autonomously verify identity, enforce complex rules, negotiate with other vehicles and infrastructure, and bind behavior. The Mobi Grand Challenge explores the potential of these technologies to transform urban mobility and create the freedom machine of the 21st century. The ultimate goal is to dramatically increase the number of people and goods on the move within our cities, with less congestion, crashes, and environmental impact. Participants in the Mobi Grand Challenge will be expected to demonstrate how consensus protocols, blockchains, distributed ledgers, and related technologies can coordinate behavior to solve specific problems in urban mobility, including, but not limited to, machine identity, position, collective sensor fusion, obstacle mapping, path planning, and micropayments. Flocks of birds and schools of fish show how decentralized communication and consensus within a local network facilitates fluid and efficient mass movement. Individuals adjust their movements to their closest neighbors, who, in turn, react to their neighbors, and so on. Information travels across the group quickly, greatly expanding the individual's range of effective perception. The movement of the group is decentralized, coordinated only by local, overlapping consensus. As in flocks and schools, vehicles on blockchains can exchange data with nearby vehicles, drones, and infrastructure, allowing them to see around obstacles and corners. Improving on nature, the new freedom machines will share their intentions, allowing nearby vehicles, signals, and infrastructure to coordinate speed and path, negotiate rights of way, and assign priority. By putting vehicles, drones, and infrastructure on blockchains, we can expand their range of effective perception to help solve the congestion, safety, and environmental problems of urban mobility. The Mobi Grand Challenge is loosely modeled on the 2004 DARPA Grand Challenge, where robotic vehicles competed to autonomously navigate through the Mojave Desert. The first attempt was a failure, with the best vehicle traveling only 5% of the course. Just 18 months later, 5 vehicles completed the full course, and 22 of the 23 teams surpassed the best result of the previous year. The events ignited worldwide interest in autonomous cars and launched billions of dollars of capital investment. We can only dimly perceive the end of the journey we begin today. As in the first year of the DARPA challenge, our current technology is not yet up to the task, but key pieces are in place, and there are no major roadblocks to solving the problems of urban mobility with blockchain-connected vehicles. We hope our challenge will ignite public, academic, government, and industry imagination by showing how a new technology can radically reshape and improve surface and near-surface transportation. Mobility needn't be miles of snarled traffic, 2-hour commutes, 1.2 million fatalities per year, and a major contributor to global warming. It could be as beautiful and efficient as the murmuration of starlings.
So we got 25 entries from 4 continents and just had the award ceremony at BMW, which is the first phase of what's going to be a 3-year challenge funded by $1 million in prizes. Hopefully there'll be more coming. So the point of this is it really is about building community. And next I wanted to introduce somebody, Tram Vo, who's creating a similar nonprofit foundation in your industry to try and replicate what we did in mobility. Tram?